This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. President Trump toured fire-ravaged areas of the state of California. VOA's Michael Sullivan reporting the president toured the town of Paradise, which was incinerated by the so-called campfire north of San Francisco.
Trump visited the fire scene with California Governor Jerry Brown, newly elected Governor Gavin Newsom, and other officials. He had earlier accused California of bad management of the state's forests, creating a fire hazard, but he says everyone is moving now in the same direction.
We do have to do management, maintenance, and we'll be working also with environmental groups. They've really, I think everybody's seen the light. And I don't think we'll have this again to this extent. We're going to have to work quickly.
The deadly fire in Northern California was more than 50% contained on Saturday. The fire near Los Angeles is more than 80% contained. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
Trump administration taking issue with reports that cite a U.S. official saying American intelligence agencies have concluded Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. AP's Ben Thomas reporting.
The State Department says reports that the government has made a final conclusion about the role Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman may have played in the killing of Jamal Khashoggi are inaccurate. Those reports cited a U.S. official who was not authorized to discuss the matter publicly and spoke on condition of anonymity. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert says there remain numerous unanswered questions, and the department will continue to seek all relevant facts. The Saudi government has denied the claim that the Crown Prince ordered Khashoggi's killing. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And for more on this story and the rest of the hour's news, check out our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. At least 40 people were killed in Syria by strikes by U.S.-led coalition, according to the Syrian media and an opposition human rights monitoring group based in Britain. Coalition has not confirmed the reports. Meanwhile, the Syrian observatory says Syrian forces took back control of the Islamic State's last holdout in southern Syria. Observatory says the territory was reclaimed by the army after IS militants withdrew and headed east into the desert. The U.S. Special Representative for Afghanistan Reconciliation has held another round of marathon discussions with the Taliban officials to push for a politically negotiated settlement in the 17-year war. Taliban says its dialogue to process with Washington is aimed at securing a timetable for the withdrawal of all American and NATO troops from Afghanistan that would pave the way for an intra-Afghan dialogue. British Prime Minister Theresa May is fighting back against critics of her Brexit deal, telling her Conservative opponents their alternative plans for Britain's departure from the European Union would not work. That story now from AP's Karen Chalmers in London.
In an interview with the Daily Mail, the Prime Minister says her plan on how to tackle a key stumbling block, the issue of how to avoid a hard border between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, is the most realistic, and that alternative measures suggested by her political opponents wouldn't resolve the problem. May's headache continues, however, as disaffected Brexiteers believe they have the numbers required to trigger a challenge to her leadership within days. Conservative MP Nadine Dorries believes May should go.
It's actually beyond almost belief that number 10 think that they can, although they're spinning like mad, that they can sell this to the country. They can't. People can see right through it.
Karen Chalmers, London.
And in U.S. politics, today's deadline for the end of the Florida election recount is approaching, with Republican Governor Rick Scott continuing to hold a lead over incumbent Democrat Bill Nelson for a seat in the U.S. Senate. The Florida governor's race was essentially decided after machine recount. And also in the neighboring state of Georgia, Stacey Abrams, the Democratic candidate in the governor's race, ended her challenge in the closely fought election with Republican Brian Kemp.
Stacey Abrams ran one heck of a campaign, and I know she could be proud of that effort as well. Look, it's a tough business, politics, but the fact of the matter is the election is now over, and I've got to focus on governing this state, and that's exactly what I'm going to do.
The close race drew national attention in part because of Abrams' effort to become the first African-American female U.S. governor. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.